The best in regional sports from Southeast Michigan. WLEN HD2 W243 AD Adrian 96.5 The Cave.
Welcome to Saints Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com. Hi everyone, John Kane here with you this evening. And on tap for tonight's show, we're going to be talking men's volleyball at Siena Heights University. And we have Parker Sines, who is the coach at the men's coach at Siena Heights is here with one of his players. He'll introduce them here in a minute. So, Coach, first off, who's the player you brought with you?
I brought Mark Arsenault with us. He's our starting outside in the OH1 position. So,
well, we might as well roll him up here. You know, get him up here.
Hello.
Yeah, no, you can, yeah, just move that. Yeah, close to you there, Mark, right, so that we can hear what's going on. You know, for somebody like me, I don't know. It wouldn't take long for my neck to start hurting. You know, I'd have to look up so much. These are tall guys.
Oh, yeah. We've got a pretty tall team this year. I think we have everyone is above 6 foot, and then our tallest guy is 6'9". And then we're down, go 6'7", and just keep triggering down. Mark's one of our tallest, plays on the outside, and so yeah, we have a pretty good tall team. I like a team that's taller than me, and I'm 6'4". So,
oh, there you go. Okay, so how long have you been the men's volleyball coach at Siena?
I was hired back in July, and before that, I was at Adrian College as both the men's and women's assistant.
Okay, and so now, well, different leagues. But I mean, I'm assuming the game's the same, pretty much.
Yeah, the men's game on the Division III and NAIA level is pretty much the same. Active volleyball kind of is very consistent all the way through on how the top teams play. So we actually face Adrian College on Tuesday. So at 7:30 at
tomorrow?
Siena. Yep, tomorrow.
Oh, cool. So where's it going to be at?
At Siena.
Okay, you guys played in the field house, right?
Yep.
All right, 7:30. Wow, good match. Okay. So, did you guys play last year? Do you remember playing?
Yeah, I've played. Yeah, I've known Mark for a while now. Actually, I'm an alum from Siena. I graduated back in 2018.
Okay.
And so, coming back to my alma mater, I've been actually keep track of the team for a long time since I've graduated. And then we played them last year when I was at Adrian, so I knew most of the guys when I came in. So,
You played when you were at Siena.
Yes, I did.
I
yep.
I think so. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So how did that work out for you? I mean, do you wind up usually being like in the same position most of the time, or maybe sometimes you might change a little?
Yeah. I definitely was switched around. I played, started when I first got back, or started playing again with the current women's coach, because she was the current men's coach at the time too. She did both. I was an outside defensive specialist, and then I got switched to the right side middle. And then I got full-time starting middle my senior year. So I've switched around. We keep making a joke in the gym that I'm going to have Mark play in the middle, which is usually a taller person position, but it's just, we'll see. We'll see what happens there. he hits a couple attacks out of the middle, and everyone just keeps yelling up. Here comes middle Mark.
Okay. Well, that's cool, but okay. So It's a lot. This game is it a lot like football? I mean, it's won or lost up front.
Not really. We can still, like, if we lose a match, it's kind of more like basketball, right? Where, like, you lose one game, it doesn't affect your entire season.
Right.
Where you're trying to make it those adjustments. It kind of comes quick. Football, you definitely can prepare for the week ahead of you. Where volleyball, like, we played Friday, Saturday. We had Sunday off, and then today, even after this, we're gonna go watch some film for tomorrow's match. And so, like, we're constantly going to the next match. So we've got. So it's more like basketball in the sense of that. So,
well, I'm just saying, you know, people are always talking about the offensive line, the guys up front, and you got guys up front too. And I there's a lot of action that happens with the guys up front.
Yes.
Right.
Oh yeah. This past weekend, we had some good schemes to kind of go our direction for one of the matches, and it helped having guys who are above 6'5" all the way in our front line. So
it works.
Oh yeah.
So, okay. Because I mean, obviously it's a team sport, but the guys up front are the ones that for the most part put the ball away after they get a set from
our setter, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just trying, you know. I don't want to misstep here. So, when does the season start for volleyball at Siena?
So our season started the last week of January. So January 28th, we headed down to Kentucky to play the number 9 team in the country. They played over the week. They played before we did, so they were kind of prepared. That was our first game, so they kind of had it figured out. So we kind of got our butts kicked, but hey, we came back and we fought, and we played this past weekend, and we split with a conference opponent of Mount Vernon, which was huge for us, because last year they, according to the guys, struggled a little bit, and they were glad to get some fight back, but we took care of business on Friday and played a different game, and we looked like a different team, and we actually faced Georgetown again later in the season. So we're building. We're in the right. We're heading in the right direction, I feel. So,
I mean, you have to play some of these better teams to become better.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yep. We have for to. Sure. We even our conference has right now 3 teams in the top 20.
Ah.
We faced the team that was receiving votes. And then we've got 2 teams that were in the top 20 at some point in time this season coming up, actually this weekend. So, with Lords and Indiana Tech.
So you've just kind of started the season. It's only been a few weeks, right?
Yeah.
So, what were your expectations before the season started when you were working with the guys to get ready?
Before we got started, my expectations were just to compete. For me personally, I just want us to battle and compete and play at a high level of volleyball. I think volleyball at the highest level is just fun to watch, and it's fun to play. I get an opportunity to play sometimes here and there, and that's that, like, we play at a high level, and that's what I want these guys to do. And so my expectation is just to compete, as we build and win and try to compete at every single game that we can. And if we come up on top, we come up on top, but trying to push it, especially for this group. I have a very older group. 4 seniors, 2 fifth years and 2 four-year seniors, and then 2 juniors that are in the rotation and everything. And I'm pushing them to, like, hey, keep fighting, and then enjoy it, right? Like, for us, volleyball is a fun game. It's fun to play, even at the lowest level of rec. to those leagues that you, those YMCA leagues that people play in, that is just fun. So I want them to play it fun and at the highest level possible. So
how many are on the team? How many?
We got 12 guys on the team. Yep, 12 guys. Six guys on the court at once, and then we have another player called the libero, which is a replacement player, which is a defensive replacement player, and it goes for someone in the back row, usually our middle. So we have seven people in and out throughout the game, and then maybe a couple subs here and there to help out, give a guy, hey, a little quick little break here, or they're really good at serving, which is this how we start matches or start sets or start rallies and everything, and some guys are really good at that, and we kind of put them in that job. So it can vary. I can play 8 guys, 10 guys, to just set the 7 that are in the court. So
7 in the court. Is that 4 across the front?
So it's just 6 on the court.
Okay.
And one guy coming in and out. So 3 front row, 3 back row.
Okay.
Yep.
And so most of the time, the guys in the front row are where you're trying to get the ball.
Yes. Yep. We're trying to get them to attack it and block and hold that. And then the guys in the back are trying to get digs here and there to kind of give us that rally. But with men's, it's a very side out driven sport, which is team serves the ball, pass, set, swing for a kill. Is usually how it works if you want to look at it from a very basic numbers standpoint. So
I mean, if. So do you get a point there, or is it just side out?
It's a point. Not, it's rally scoring. So every single time that an error or a point is gained, it's a point.
It's a side out thing that can take a lot longer.
Oh yeah, no, I've played in those tournaments, and I've seen those games where they side out scoring, and it takes forever sometimes. Okay. Now the games is very quick. Lots of play, lots of points, lots of scores. So,
you know, I'm still. 25 is no, is that what's
to 25?
Yes, to 25.
Right.
Yep, all right. Yep, to 25, win by 2. Yep, and then if we play, so we play 3 out of 5,
okay.
You got to win by 2 each set, and then if the last if we tie
split
2-2, split
two.
First two, we'll go and play a fifth one to 15.
Yeah.
And we'll switch sides at 8. So
okay, well, that's pretty standard, I think, in high school as well. Right?
Yes. Yep.
For the most.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Very
okay.
similar to high school. So.
So, well, talking about high school, and I promise we'll get to Mark here in a minute. I'm just trying to set my own stage. Good volleyball in the air. I mean, do you recruit locally for? It seems to me, of course, there's not as many high schools that have men's or boys volleyball as they have women's. So
mm-hmm.
fewer high school players. Where do you wind up trying to recruit players to Siena?
So we recruit kind of everywhere. Right now, currently on the team, I have every single player is from somewhere different. No one's from the same place. We got a guy from Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Michigan, and then we've got a kid from Pennsylvania, Washington, like the state of Washington, and then a couple international kids, guy from Denmark, Germany, Colombia, and Spain. And so we kind of got to look everywhere. We're not in that luxury where we can recruit from our backyard. There's always that kid, though, that you can look, that it's just athletic, that's if they're willing to learn, that you can, if they want to put the time in, they'll figure it out. I've seen a bunch of those kids, especially from Michigan. But yeah, you gotta look for them here. It's very farm too. And as the college game grows, in Michigan in general, we're all recruiting some of the same kids. So, you gotta go out, and as we keep growing, we gotta build it too. So,
how many schools are in Siena's league for men's volleyball?
10.
Yeah, 10. So we've got 10 teams. 4 of them are out of Michigan.
Okay.
So
4 out of Michigan. But the rest of them are probably fairly close.
Yeah.
Ohio, Indiana.
Yep, Ohio. Indiana, yeah, all it's just Ohio, Indiana. For our conference, okay. Farthest we'll travel is 5.5 hours to St. Mary's of the Woods in the western part of Indiana.
Okay. Okay. Well, yeah, that's okay. I'm just trying to. So you must be. When does the recruiting season start after the season
our,
is over?
It is men's and boys volleyball is in a very interesting spot where our recruiting basically happens at the same time that our season happens.
Okay.
I'll do a lot of recruiting in November, December months before season starts, and we're kind of done with our fall. That's when club volleyball happens, and then high school season will start. It should be starting up pretty quickly. They'll do some club tournaments now, and then we'll get done with our season, but then the club season will build back up into about June-ish time frame. It's during the same time. I'm actually talked to my guys about one of the matches we're going to shooting over to recruit a kid because we're looking at a couple kids that are having a tournament the same time that we play. So,
so do your present players, do they ever throw out a name that they say, coach, maybe you should take a look at so-and-so?
Yes. Oh, yeah. They a couple kids that they've thrown out we've taken a look at, and that kind of just keeps the community building and stuff. So, yeah, they'll tell me, and I'll take their word for it just as much as I'll take their word if I bring in a recruit and they say no, and, like, this kid's not up for us. And I said, okay, we'll keep doing it because it's still their team at the end of the day,
oh,
and
yeah,
they're building
right.
it. So.
As we all know, I mean, in sports, the culture is a gigantic part of success.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
So getting the team to come together and everybody be there, yeah, it's a big part of the success. Well, let's take a break. And when after the break, we're going to bring in Mark Arsenal. And we'll talk to him as one of these Siena's men's volleyball players, and we'll be back with more of that right after we take this break here on Saint Sports Weekly, 96.5 The Cave and 96.5thecave.com.
The top online bachelor's degree program in Michigan is now offering a completely online MBA degree. The Siena Heights University MBA will help students hone skills and better develop their talents as ethical business innovators. Business graduates, as well as students from many other majors, including nursing and engineering, are good candidates for the Siena Heights MBA. And no prerequisite entry courses are required. Classes are enrolling now. To find out more, visit start.sienaheights.edu/MBA. Learn what the Siena Effect can do for you.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Hi, this is Marty Nine with Iyett Insurance in Blissfield. Give me a call at 517-486-4381.
At Lenawee Community Mental Health Authority, Children's Services provides evidence-based therapeutic interventions such as parent management training, the organ model, trauma-focused cognitive behavioral therapy, eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, also known as EMDR, and infant mental health. To access our services or utilize our 24/7 crisis line, please call 517-263-8905 or visit us at lcmha.org.
Here's a great driving tip. Avoid muddy, dirty roads, roads under construction, or really just anything that can make your vehicle dirty. Plain and simple. But if you can't, you must never avoid Magic Fountain Auto Wash. At Magic Fountain Auto Wash, you can save your vehicle from all the damage from that dirt and grime. Why allow the Michigan roads the chance to reduce the value of your vehicle when it can be prevented? Magic Fountain Auto Wash, with self-serve bays and touchless drive-through, 3 locations in Adrian, Hudson, and Britton. Make dirty cars a thing of the past.
Siena, did you hear that DNP Communications is trying to compete with you?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, in December they're doing a 25-day giveaway. Everything from gadgets to gift cards.
Oh, they're not competing, they're helping. Just like they've helped connect people to what matters most since 1898. Why don't you tell everyone how they can enter?
Go to d-pcomm.com/Christmas to learn more.
Welcome back in to Saints Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com. Okay, on this particular segment, we're going to talk with Mark Arsenal. He's a student-athlete at Siena Heights University. So, Mark, let's talk a couple of things to get to know you a little bit. First of all, what year of study are you in at Siena Heights, and what are you studying?
I am a senior at Siena Heights, and I am a business administration major.
Okay, cool. So, what got you interested in Siena Heights? Can you give us a little bit background on that?
When I was being recruited by Siena Heights, I just remember Kim Barrington being a really good coach and a really, really good presence. And then I came on the visit, met a couple of the guys, and I just thought it was a good fit for me. A lot of the guys are really cool guys and made me feel right at home.
Well, great. So, how long have you been playing volleyball?
I've been playing volleyball for 9 years now. I think it's my 9th year playing.
So, you played in high school?
Yeah, played all 4 years in high school.
So, and that was, you said you were from?
Plainfield, Illinois.
Okay, so they had a boys volleyball team,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, more prevalent in Illinois than
Michigan. Is
that
a bigger
Michigan.
Sport there? Yeah. Than
yeah.
It's, okay.
At least right now.
Okay, so it's growing. Mm-hmm. So, coach, you caught the coach's eye, and things worked out, and you came up here to obviously. I mean, I'm sure that volleyball was not the whole thing, but it was part of your decision to come
yeah,
to Siena.
For sure, definitely.
Right?
Yeah,
no question. Okay, so what did you? Well, let me think. You've been playing for 9 years now. I'm going to just hazard a guess that you're taller now than you were when you started.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Okay. So what was your role when you first got into – and how did you start playing at the high school level? Was it just something that you wanted to try, or did you have any experience before you got to high school?
I had played, we had a middle school team, but it wasn't very, like, it wasn't like, it was still early and volleyball's kind of coming up in Illinois, so it wasn't a big thing yet. Like, we had only two other teams in our middle school had a team, so we just kept playing the same two teams. But I had played in middle school to start playing, and then it kind of got bigger as I got to high school. And then a coach who, the varsity coach at the time, I was a sophomore in high school. I had played my freshman year just for fun for volleyball, but a coach I had, who's a varsity coach, saw me dunking a volleyball or something like in an open gym, and then was like, "Yeah, you're just gonna play varsity now." He said, "That's an easy call."
So, I knew you grew up, but you couldn't have been terribly small when you dunked a volleyball.
No, I wasn't too short.
Before you got on the high school team, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, what was the position that you played on the high school team, and did it change over your course of time playing for your high school?
No, I've always been an outside hitter. A lot of coaches have wanted me to play middle and right side, but I've played some right side before, but mainly outside hitter.
Okay, so that, I mean, I know all the positions are kind of specialized. It kind of sees in my mind that if you're an outside hitter, you may have less space to work with, obviously, than someone who's in the middle. Right.
Well, yeah,
could be.
Yeah, in a way, just because I swing on the sides of the net, and the middle would swing more in the middle, so he has more court while he's looking at.
Right.
And if I swing from the pin, I have just a different angle, really.
Different angle.
Yeah, more or less different angle.
Okay, so you've pretty much stayed for a long time.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's cool. I mean, you don't always find that, right? Right, Coach?
Yeah, no. It's been here for 5 years now.
Yeah. So, you know, that's great. So you've got the experience. You know what, you know, as you said, this is your fifth year playing for Siena. Talk to me a little about, in your mind, about the start of this year's season as opposed to maybe some of the others.
I think we're off to a good start. I think we're 3-2 to start the year. I think we were pretty similar in terms of that start last year. We can keep that pace up as much last year, and I hope to keep it up this year, and I know we will. We're I think, much more well-rounded team with a lot of the recruits and people we had brought in than we were last year. So I think we're right where we need to be, and we're heading in the right direction for sure.
Okay, so has it followed the same pattern? I mean, the seasons haven't changed, and I'm just kind of curious as to what the evolution has been for the 5 years that he's been on the squad.
Mark, you can answer that since you're the one that's experiences the most coaching change out of everyone on the team.
Had a lot of coaches. I've had 4 coaches in my 5 years here. All great coaches, all have great concepts, all similar ideas, but just going through that many coaches can be tough, you know, to build a, like we were talking about earlier, a culture and just something to, like, always, like, come back to, have something to remember every year, because I come back every year and having a, I mean, it's all a lot of the same concepts and same ideas, but just new person saying it every year, but.
Well, I would imagine, you know, you the coach has got to get a feel for you, but you also have to get a feel for the coach, because not every coach does what every single thing the same, right?
No,
for sure.
They do not do the same thing. They do different things, and a lot of the time for coaches, they'll say something a little bit differently, but in a different way, or the same thing in a different way. And I give compliments to my seniors of dealing with 3 or 4 different coaches and hearing something different, it's saying different way. And I think they've done a great job of doing that. So that's why I think they'll be successful, is because they've kept pushing, they're persevering. Like, I've told them ahead of time, this is like your team. This is your group. Like, you guys decided to stay. You decided to stay at Siena Heights. No one forced you to, and you want to play volleyball at this level, then let's give you the best opportunity to do that.
And so, give me an idea, because every time we talk to the athletes on the show a lot, and one of the things we talk about is time management and how you handle that, being a student as well as an athlete. Can you give us an idea of what, you know, you get in like to a routine, or how does that work?
Yeah, for sure. We definitely get into a routine. We normally have very specific lift times and very specific practice times, all tailored around 12 different guys' schedules. It's like their school schedules. So it can be, it sometimes feel odd to be doing a lift at a certain time or have a practice at a certain time. But with 12 guys and all of us having different student schedules, we fit it in where we can.
So, you know, you talk about lifting. I mean, one of the things I'm sure you work on is getting up in the air.
Definitely.
Yes. Getting up in the air is important. And getting up high in the air is good, too.
Always raising the bar.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
So I guess there's specific training that you do to try and increase your
Yeah, for sure. Our workouts are all tailored. I mean, it's a whole body workout, but at the same time, a lot of it is more leg based and just focused on jumping as high as we can.
Well, you know, lots of work. So tell me, give me a little bit of an idea of how it works. I mean, I would imagine who are the players that you need to communicate the most with? Is it the middle guy that's next to you, and then perhaps someone in the back row that how does that work when you're communicating? I don't know if I can do it. Communicating with the guys on the team that you need to.
In volleyball, it's really important to hear something and communication from everybody on the court, probably the most important would maybe be your setter, just to so you're on the same page, so he gives you the right set and you run the right type of attack on the right play. But I need to hear from everybody. I need to hear from my libero, what the opposing attacker is going to do. I hear from my blockers, what block they're taking. I hear from my setter if he's going to set, like if his set's dying inside, if he pushed it far. I hear from the blockers if they get a touch on the block or if they don't get a touch on the block, and of whether I need to play it or not. So really, I mean, I couldn't put it on one position or one person I got to have the most communication with. It's got to be from the whole team and everybody, really.
Sounds like there's a lot of talking going on.
There's a lot of talking to go on, and when you're silent, it does not work in volleyball. Unless you've been playing together for such a long time that you know every little thing that your teammate is doing. Communication is key, and any team that I've seen lose, they stop talking and they stop doing that. So yeah, Mark's correct. You need to hear all this information constantly. Is one of the hard things about volleyball is you just got to be listening, and you got to be able to talk to someone. If they don't hear you, it's kind of your fault because you need to be able to get that info to them. So
I got a question, because I don't really know how this. When you're on the road playing away. And the ball is in your half of the court. Do the fans of the opposing team kind of try to raise their level to perhaps disrupt your communication? Does that happen? And I mean, especially in big rivalries, and I'm talking about maybe tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Sometimes fans, if you're serving, they'll let you hear it. They'll say a couple chirps, a couple little talk, but nothing too crazy normally. Normally, if there's a big rally, like we attack and they can keep it up, and they attack and we can keep it up, and we keep going back and forth for two or three of those, and the crowd will kind of start picking up as it goes because it feels like the intensity keeps rising and rising. But not too much from the opposing crowds.
You hear more oohs and ahs with men's volleyball right now when rallies happen. So when people are digging balls, diving on the floor, people are hitting the ball real hard, and people are diving.
You hear more when you're not scoring points.
Yes. Yeah. You hear more when there's nothing happening, when there's stuff happening. Everyone goes, and they ooh and ah at the play. So it's more on during when timeouts are happening, when people are about to go serve, when you're about to serve receive. Yeah, that's when the talking really, really goes on, not in the middle of the play.
Okay. Well, I just, you know, trying to get down the lay of the land here. What can you tell me, and I'll get to the coach in more detail here. Obviously, you've played either in college before.
Yeah.
And there's got to be some of the guys that you've played are probably still on the team. How do you draw from your experience of knowing the personnel? How do you draw from that experience?
I've been playing against Adrian for 5 years. We do a lot of training with them in our off season. We know a lot of those guys. Most of those guys know us. We know who their main guys are for the most part. We know who can do what and who's gonna do what and what most of their game plan is, and as well as they know for us. So it's always fun to play them because we see them a lot. We always practice with them, so it's always fun to compare ourselves because we both train so hard and both work with each other a lot. So it's always a good time playing them.
Well, you know, like I said, I haven't watched much, but you know, for me as a fan, the one I like the most is the fake. The guy goes up and doesn't do anything, and the other guy comes in and whack. You know, that for me is like the cool part. So, and you never know when that's going to happen, right?
Oh, yeah. That's the point, right? Yeah. You're not supposed to know when it happens. It's supposed to look cool. Oh, yeah. We don't want anyone to know what our surprises are. So,
yeah, I mean, you guys, you have plays, right? It's it's like any other, right?
Yeah, we have it's not like plays, but it's more of where the ball is going to be positioned for the set. Where like basketball, like you run different things that are going on. With volleyball, a lot of the times it'll be the same thing over and over and over again, and you use physicality, but then you change it up here and there. So like we have a ball that's called a go, which is a quicker ball to the left pin. And then we'll have a 32, which is a still quicker ball, but it doesn't get out to the pin. It gets into the middle. So, like, we'll run it differently depending on what you need or what's happening in the match. So, like, if it's a long rally like we kind of talked about, sometimes it's not about running the play but just getting the ball out to the pin and allowing the outside hitter to go hit the ball or the middle, like, just constantly being up in the air. So, yeah, there's plays. But we also get like a set standard of this is what we need to do. We need to do this if we're in a running around and we have to get reset. So,
yeah, and I would imagine that probably a different situation if someone has to go for a big dig back on the line deep in the court in order to get the ball back towards the net. And let me think, how many opportunities you get to that? If a guy digs one, does the next guy get a set?
Yep. Yeah. So we get three hits. Three yep. Hits. And so if a guy gets taken off the court and is digging and he's running it down, and we get a chance to actually take a swing on the ball, we may only have two hitters because we've got two guys following the dig or that direction. So we have to. That's where the big communication part happens. Is we need to communicate on, hey, you only have two hitters here. This is the only two options you have to set. So.
So. In addition, being an outside hitter, are you also like an outside blocker?
I block from the same position on the court that I hit from as well.
So, and when, there must be times when you decide that is it most of the time you decide to try and block? Most of the time?
With how big guys are and how high they jump, we need to block all the time. We need to be up in the air. We need to be blocking. The only time we pull is if we see them stay low and are sending a free ball, what is it called, a free ball over. But, no, if I actually tell my middles if they go to block and they jump with the setter who's in the back row who can't attack if he's in the back row, if they jump with them, just touch the ball and get the fault that you're reaching over the net because they're going to set the middle and the middle is going to put it in the ground. So there's a little bit of momentum. So I just take away the momentum.
So you deliberately take a fall.
Sometimes we – because if you make a mistake, right? Uh-huh. At the end of the day, volleyball is a game of mistakes. Uh-huh. And so we sometimes have to make that call. Hey, just go and touch it just so that they don't make a huge play that everyone goes, oh, my gosh, that was awesome. So try to take that away sometimes.
So does anybody ever do like a dink?
Yeah, for sure. Off-speed stuff, like a tipper. Yeah, for sure. Everyone in our conference can hit so hard and can hit so well that you hit a card a couple of times, you got guys on their heels, you just tip it right over the block and it'll score. Or roll shot right over the block or deep corners or just where somebody's not. It doesn't always have to be a swing that can score. It can be something off speed or something a little slower or something like that.
Just depending on what the player sees when he's...
Absolutely.
And does he make that decision at the last second, probably?
Yep.
Yep.
For the most, yeah, he should.
He should.
Well, Mark, do you make a decision at the last second, or do you make the decision before you jump?
Every once in a while, I predetermine, but for the most part, last second.
Okay, well, I don't know. I think my education is getting better. We need to take another break, and we'll get a chance to talk to you before the end of the show, Mark, and we're going to bring in another person in the Siena Heights University men's volleyball family.
Yes.
All right. We're going to be back with more right after this commercial break. You're listening to Saint Sports Weekly, here on 96.5 The Cave, 96.965thecave.com.
The top online bachelor's degree program in Michigan is now offering a completely online MBA degree. The Siena Heights University MBA will help students hone skills and better develop their talents as ethical business innovators. Business graduates, as well as students from many other majors, including nursing and engineering, are good candidates for the Siena Heights MBA. And no prerequisite entry courses are required. Classes are enrolling now. To find out more, visit start.sienaheights.edu/MBA. Learn what the Siena Effect can do for you.
Preventing prescription drug abuse begins with you. Safeguard all medication at your home by monitoring quantities, controlling access, and keeping track of refills. Use medication only as directed by a healthcare professional and never share your medication with others. Properly dispose of unused or expired medication to avoid potential abuse. Talk about the dangers of prescription and over-the-counter drug abuse with your family and stop prescription drug abuse before it starts. For more information, contact Wenawa Community Mental Health Authority at 263-8905.
Life as a farmer has many sides. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer, to help farmers and ranchers stay profitable and protected. With Nationwide, you can feel confident you're getting coverage that fits your operations needs. Find out how to help protect your farm or ranch. Call us today.
D.S. Johnson & Associates, located in Adrian, Morencia, Monroe. Give them a call today at 517-263-2582.
For your many sides, there's Nationwide. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Products and discounts not available to all persons in all states.
Here's a great driving tip. Avoid muddy, dirty roads. Roads under construction or really just anything that can make your vehicle dirty. Plain and simple. But if you can't, you must never avoid Magic Fountain Auto Wash. At Magic Fountain Auto Wash, you can save your vehicle from all the damage from that dirt and grime. Why allow the Michigan roads the chance to reduce the value of your vehicle when it can be prevented? Magic Fountain Auto Wash with self-serve bays and touchless drive-thru. 3 locations in Adrian, Hudson, and Britton. Make dirty cars a thing of the past.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Hi, this is Marty Nine with IAT Insurance in Blissfield. Give me a call at 517-486-4381.
Welcome back inside Safe Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com. We want to bring into the program now Alex Garbalia.
It's pretty good.
And, okay, Alex, who's going to give me the setup here? Why is Alex here, and what does he do? And
Alex was an alum. Back in,
well, I am an alum now.
You are an alum. Sorry. You wasn't an alum. No, now you are. Yeah, you are an alum, and you remind me when you graduated again.
Technically, haven't yet because I'm still working on my North Dakota degree that's partnered with Siena through my whole weird program that I've got going. But pretty much graduated. I'm full time at my job now, so not at school.
When did you graduate from Siena?
I stopped playing volleyball in 2021. Was my last year. So
how was that? I mean, Because COVID just affected everybody. Oof. So how was that for you playing at Siena with the whole COVID mess?
Well, personally for me, I kind of got lucky in a sense. I had a labrum tear in my shoulder right before COVID, and I had shut my season down because I was in so much pain with swinging, and I just needed to get healthy. And that was about January, February at the time, and I had planned my surgery out, and luckily it was maybe a week before COVID actually shut the country down, so I got to get my surgery in and go home and rest. So luckily for me, it was not – I mean, it sucked because we weren't able to play, and I didn't get to see my guys, you know, my teammates, but it was lucky that I got to go home and heal.
So I'm thinking what you just talked that kind of an injury is one that you absolutely, if you can, avoid, right? That's a.
Yeah, it's one a very common injury in volleyball is a labrum tear. Yep.
Yeah.
I'm doing this. You can't see it. No. Mm-hmm. That's tough.
Right.
That's tough. So, but you came through. You got the what year was it, 2020 you got the tear, or was it 2021?
You know what? I honestly couldn't even tell you when exactly it happened because it was more of a, you know, overuse injury instead of a impact kind of happened injury. So I was a pitcher in high school for baseball, so that was probably the main catalyst for the injury. But then I got to Siena and was swinging at volleyballs every day, and there it went. So.
So how did you get into volleyball? Did you play it in high school?
Similar story to Mr. Mark here. I had volleyball at my middle school at the time, and then I went in high school and played. It was really just I really want to jump higher in basketball, so let's play the sport that you jump a lot in. I'm sure I'll get a better vertical, and I did, but then I also happened to fall in love with the sport. So went ahead and played club volleyball, was like the first one to play club volleyball out of my high school for boys, and just went to Siena from there.
Well, boys high school volleyball, is it the same season for like all the schools, and what season is it? Is it fall, winter, spring?
Well, they officially just changed it at my high school recently to the spring. It used to be the fall. Because my school, I grew up in small farm town Indiana where I didn't have football because my school was so small. So that was a replacement, volleyball. But now they've gotten other schools involved, and the schools that have football also have volleyball now, but they don't want to play both in the same season, so they've moved it to the spring.
Okay, yeah, that can definitely be an issue. So how is it that you came to be a Saint?
How I came to be a Saint. Well, the backstory of that really happens to be with my club coach at the time. Craig Cromwell was a really good friend and the assistant coach of Kim Barrington's daughter at Siena Heights. And he told me, you need to go meet this coach. You need to go talk to her and see if you want to play for her. And I'm like, oh, the school is like 4 hours away from where I live. I wanted to kind of stay close to home. But whatever, sure, you keep saying that I need to go meet this person, and sure enough, it was the right call. I immediately was like, this is my second mother away from my own mother, so I need to be here.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
So you got here, and what position did you play, and did it change at all during your career?
Technically, I think I started out as a setter because I was the only one that could like really set consistently well in my middle school. So I was a setter for most of the time. I was also a little tiny guy, so I wasn't really swinging a lot. Then I hit a little growth spurt, grew a little bit, and was kind of messing around and having guys set me at practice, and coach finally saw it and was like, you're going to have to swing too. So I was a setter, and I hit outside in high school, and then I came to school, and I was only an attacker on the outside, just like Mark. But I actually had played all three positions, outside, middle, and right side, throughout my career at Siena. So it's been a wild one.
Sounds like it. Sounds like it. Now, he must be able to get off the floor. He's not as tall as him.
Yeah, no, Alex can get off the floor very, very well for his height. He's still tall, but he can get off the ground.
I didn't say he wasn't tall. I just said he wasn't as tall as
tall as Mark. Right. But yeah, Alex can get off the ground. Like we talked about earlier about getting off the ground, some of those guys are shorter. They can get off the ground and hit the ball. So Alex was one of those guys.
So you're still, you were talking to us. You're That's got to be a unique partnership as far as your education is concerned. With how does North Dakota come into the picture, and did you ever go there?
That's an excellent question. I have not been to North Dakota, nor do I plan to go. So I got to school, and my advisor at the time that was going to be helping me with classes was kind of telling me, like, yeah, I know you're going to be in electrical engineering. We technically don't have that, but when you get here next year, we're going to be partnering with North Dakota, who has this big online program that's going to offer, you know, engineering programs. And it was, I got my first year in here at Siena, kind of doing all the calculus and math and normal classes that you would do at school. And then I got to go into my sophomore year and really dive into the specifics of electrical engineering and things that Siena just didn't have resource-wise to benefit me there. So it was cool.
And all this time you were playing volleyball, right?
Correct. Absolutely.
Awesome. Awesome. I mean, and again, you know, when we talked to Mark, managing your time is, it's an issue, right?
That was a tough one. Yeah, it was definitely, I had to load more classes in the fall semester, take almost close to 21, 22 credit hours a semester during those times and get way down for this volleyball season, because it was just a time commitment to volleyball that I was not, that's what I was there for. I wanted to do well on that and be a good athlete for my team, and, you know, but obviously get my schoolwork done. But I knew if I loaded up schoolwork during that time, it was just, I couldn't do it. So definitely loaded up more in the fall than in the spring semester, but that paid off.
So, Coach, why was he the alum that was chosen for tonight?
We've had a very busy week, and he's one of the guys who's local. I hang out with Alex regularly. Him and I actually play volleyball together.
Really?
Still. And so, yeah, I was working on some people, and I went, oh, yeah, that's right. I have the radio thing tonight. We had a long weekend with play, and I texted him and said, hey, do you want to be on? And he said, sure. So, but we always, like, my big thing for me is I'm trying to get the alum more involved, so I want to keep in contact with them. It just luckily so happens that I hang out with him on the regular basis too. So,
Alex, do you have any? How are you going to stay with volleyball once you start your? I guess, as you said, you're basically working now.
Yep.
Is that going to fit into your life in any way going forward, do you think?
I really hope so. I hope to keep it that way. We have the. Obviously, Parker just talked about, I play with him in a league called Volleyball League of America. It's a little semi-professional league that's been started up, 3 or 4 years ago now?
Yeah.
Not even sure.
Four or five years ago.
We've been involved in that, and it's been really fun to get in that and still be competing with a jersey on and having teammates and all that good stuff. But, you know, just trying to get involved in any adult league things. There's always random tournaments that pop up throughout Michigan or where I'm from in Indiana or back where Marcus at in Chicagoland area. There's plenty of things that go on, and just kind of dedicating weekends to playing still. That's all you got to do when you get to the working life, I guess.
So do you play around here anywhere? Where do you play?
So we actually practice in Adrian College gym. We actually work with the men's coach there, and we work together there. We've hosted a couple tournaments. Actually, in November, we hosted a tournament called the Central Cup Qualifier, which two teams, if they finished within a certain range or they weren't automatically going, they're playing a bigger tournament that's happening in March that we're actually going to. And so it's a little cool. So we just practice once a week. And then everywhere else, we'll drive to Ann Arbor. We'll drive to Toledo. We'll drive anywhere. The volleyball community is big, but also very small. And we'll do a lot to go play.
So where are the guys primarily on your team? Where are they from geographically?
Primarily geographically, you would say Michigan. But we have Wisconsin. We've got Illinois. We've got Atlanta. We've got
St. Louis.
We've got Indiana. We've got guys all over. That's
yeah.
what we were saying.
Ohio.
The small volleyball community.
These guys get together on the weekend? How does this work?
We'll get together every once in a while. Guys who are close, we'll play together. And then when we go to a tournament, if we need bodies, we'll invite them. If we're close by, we'll invite them and stuff, and we'll build teams based off of that. So we'll And we're getting close to building two teams of how big we are. But yeah, we've got guys from all over the place that we can text and go. And even if we don't have those guys, the way the league kind of works, we can kind of – anyone in the Tier 2 version, where there's Tier 1 and Tier 2, and the Tier 2, we can call up and say, hey, do you want to come play this weekend? We need a body. And they'll come and play. So.
And so do you guys, like, have a name? Does the team have a name?
Yes. Our name is Midwest Mac. We're called Midwest because we got a bunch of guys out of not just Michigan but everywhere in the Midwest. So,
Midwest Mac.
Yep.
That's us.
Do you play anywhere within shouting distance around here at all?
Besides Adrian College, we just got done playing in Grand Rapids. There's a couple teams out there, and they've used their facilities. So we play in those areas. So yeah.
Okay. Well, I need you to write this down. It's sports.
Absolutely.
At 965thecave.com. So if you would send us a little ditty about where and when you might be playing, where people can, mention you and try and.
Yeah, absolutely. We're also on YouTube, and so most of our games are live streamed. They should be live streamed anyways. There's a whole catalog. Like this past weekend, the league itself had, I think, a total of like 25 matches on one day. So there's a ton of volleyball. So yeah, absolutely. I will get that over to you, and the league would love it if we continue to promote it out there. And we would love it because we want obviously more fans watching us play. And we work with the community. Obviously, like I said, we work with them, like both our programs and stuff. So.
And so, and you guys are funding this out of your own pockets, aren't you?
A little bit of fundraising, a little bit of sponsorship. We've got a couple sponsors, actually. One of our big sponsors is a club that we work with called Micah Volleyball Club. And then we also Alex is wearing the shirt. And then we have a new sponsor this year, and that is the Grasshopper. El Chapo's sponsored us this year, and we're working with them. We've eaten there a couple times, and then we'll put them on our jerseys, and we'll promote them on social media and stuff, and then it'll help us. It'll help us with travel, tournament fees, obviously, and then the guys, because they want to play, that's why it's semi-pro, and we try to take care of some of the stuff the organization does, and then they cover their travel and stuff like that. So
because somebody's buying the gas, right?
Oh yeah, someone's buying the gas, someone's buying the hotel, someone's buying the fee. So
All right, guys, I'm getting close to the end, so now I need to talk to you about tomorrow night.
Okay.
Tell me what we're going to get here with Adrian College and Siena Heights University on the volleyball court.
You're going to get a very competitive match. Being that I've been with both programs, both one as assistant at Adrian College the last 2 years and now at Siena, we made it upon ourselves, the head coaches and I, worked with each other, doing some open gyms. They would hang out. They would do some stuff. And so you're going to get a friendly, competitive match that's going to, it'll get a little chirpy here and there, but because they know each other. But, yeah, very competitive. Both teams are building something for their program. So.
Right, and Mark knows them probably a little better than most.
Mark's probably hung out with them a little bit more now than he in the past, but – That's our goal, is to create that community that volleyball is, that Alex and I were just talking about VLA-wise. We want that here in the college level too. So
I don't know. I think you guys got to get a thing that you pass. The winner got to get a thing.
Oh, like the jug or the milk jug?
I don't care. Just get a thing.
That was a conversation. The head coach over there, Jose Soto, he talked to the coach before me, before me, and they kind of said no, but now I'm there and we haven't talked about it, but we could look at getting something.
A thing, make it up, or you guys have after the match tomorrow, the two teams get together and come up with a thing, vote on it. And whoever gets the most votes for whoever comes up with whatever thing might you guys come up with, that, you know, just, yeah, that could be the thing.
That'd be pretty cool.
So
now I'm trying to think what we can do.
All right, you guys. I really appreciate you coming on board for the show here this evening. We're running out of time. My thanks to Parker Sines.
Yep.
Along with Mark Arsenal. He's got a lot of weapons. And Alex Garvalia for being on the show. Best of luck going forward, you guys. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That's going to do it for the show. We'll be back once again on next Monday night here at 6 o'clock for the Siena Heights show, the Saints Sports Weekly, here on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com. So long.